A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. The Spirit will guide us to all truth. We hear the word Spirit, lowercase s, in so many ways. I first think of school spirit, where teachers, parents, and students devise activities and projects in support of the school to maintain a spirit of dedication to the school community. It's for fun. And how about that spirit of love for your local community or neighborhood in the spring and summer at a parade? One might even think of the term spirits in connection with alcohol. And then there is our own spirit, the soul, the who of who we are. But today we have Jesus promising the Spirit of Truth, capital S, the Spirit of Truth who will guide us to all truth. This is the truth we are promised. This truth was promised to the apostles and disciples. What did it mean for them? What does it mean for us? It surely is different from school spirit or parade spirit or even spirits that one might imbibe and enjoy. The Spirit of Truth will and has taught things as the listeners are ready. It's rather like a good parent who senses how much news or information the child can handle at any given time. He will guide you to all truth. What all truth? Were those things about the kingdom? About the Father who has shared with the Son? Were those bits of truth filled with hope for peace in the world? For health in our bodies? For confidence and groundedness in our projects? For comfort in prayer? For answers to complex situations? Our world desperately needs this Spirit of Truth. Our local communities crave the footing to move forward, to support the little ones, to share a joy-filled life, to learn and grow. Our families need the comfort of sharing each other's lives, of counting on the truth, of bearing each other's difficulties. Our own selves need balance, peace, a sense of integrity, a handle on what is good and true. There is so much more that we could learn, but we cannot bear it all now. Our job, I believe, is to take care to be open, to listen, to wait, to receive. Then the Spirit of Truth will guide us to all truth. We shall know God in a deeper way. We shall enjoy the kingdom.